Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
It's a big weekend. Y'all thought football was over.
It is over.
You thought Patrick Mahomes closed the door on 2020 football, at least, you know, 2020 in the beginning of 2020 football. But no, there is more football coming your way. The XFL, the return of the XFL, the XFL remix, the XFL part deux is coming your way this weekend.
Are you excited?
You know what? I'll probably check it out.
Name a team. What cities do they have teams
in? I know the Roughnecks are playing tomorrow, right? Is it the Ruckus and the Roughnecks?
What?
I think there's a team called the Ruckus. Lee, I need your help on this. I think there's a team called the Ruckus.
Where are the teams?
But I know there's a team called the Roughnecks. They're playing tomorrow. I don't know what town they're in.
Lee, what? L.A. has a team. New York has a team.
It
help me out.
It is the Houston Roughnecks.
Yes.
The Roughnecks.
They're taking on the L.A. Wildcats.
Wildcats. So L.A. There's Wildcats. There's no Ruckus. L.A. Wildcats.
There's the Renegades, the Guardians, the Dragons.
What city?
I like the names.
Give me some cities,
the names
though.
Dallas Renegades, right. Houston Roughnecks, Los Angeles Wildcats, the D.C. Defenders, Tampa Bay Vipers, and the New York Guardians.
I tell you what, the names speak violence. The names sound like they're going to be hitting.
Dragons?
Dragons, Roughnecks, Vipers. I mean, right? You know what I'm saying? Those names. So, look, I'm going to be honest. I do, you know, let's just face it. We all like football, baseball, basketball, but names matter. You want to see some people you know, right?
But now you were into a year ago.
The
a
week AAF.
After you went to, you watched Chris watch the AAF. He came in, he was all excited. You said you was jonesing some football,
right.
And you watched.
Right. For
and
a
the
week.
First week, you were like a little high on it, you know, and all that. And then you just fell off the table, like, because you were like, you didn't know anybody.
And look, I love college football, and I do watch college football. I love the NFL, of course, and I definitely watch the NFL. And I'm going to give it a shot. I saw something today, a story that said Landry Jones is the face of the XFL. So I remember Landry.
I don't remember him.
Oklahoma, I believe.
But
and
that's
he
not
got
the
a cup of coffee in the NFL. Oh, yeah, he was Pittsburgh, right?
So
but
no,
he played at Oklahoma
in
college.
No sweet roll, just a cup of coffee?
He had a sweet roll, too.
Okay.
He had a sweet and actually a few chips. He was there for a little while.
So here's my thing. I think they missed the mark from this standpoint. You needed some bigger names.
Well, but you couldn't get Kaepernick. Well, that would be huge. I'm sure.
Would you be watching if Kaepernick was playing?
Definitely.
Would America be watching if Kaepernick was playing tomorrow? I guarantee
you'd
you
be watching too.
I would be watching. All right, Johnny Manziel. He's not in the league. No.
Here's the only thing with Manziel. He had so many tries. He had Canada. And I was interested. I watched, I think they had some of the games on when he played in Canada.
CFL?
I gave it a shot, yeah. And he fizzled. And so I don't think at this point,
you think he's
not
a commodity?
Sure he'd be a name. I mean, because we've seen him fail time after time. So maybe for some people, but I don't think he wouldn't be a quarter of the draw that Kaepernick
now, would be. I'm gonna admit this, that in 2001, when this league first started, it was on NBC. And Vince McMahon, WWE back then, right? What is it now?
Right.
WWF? What is it? Which one is it? It's the other way around. So it was the WWF back then.
Now it's WWE.
And now it's WWE. I watched it. I remember He Hate Me. I remember.
Well, I think everybody remembers
but
He Hate Me.
But I remember.
Because they had their nicknames
on
were the names on the back of their jersey.
And,
right.
And I watched it. I remember watching the game and whatnot, at least a couple games. And it only lasted a year.
They also had big names. They had Herschel Walker.
They had
Steve Young. You know, they had some top players.
And this is the thing that's missing this time around. And I just don't know. Does America want to watch minor league football of people who they don't know, Chris? That you talk about, people can't get enough football. We just watch Patrick Mahomes and players at the highest level. And that's what it makes us come back and makes us want to see. Do I now want to? I'm not living in New Haven, Connecticut. In New Haven, Connecticut, you might want to watch AA baseball, Chris. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Because that's your only option. You want to get out some fresh air, you go to a AA game in towns like that. Pawtucket and you know.
But these are in big cities. Houston.
This is what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm not sure what they're going after.
I do think they're we all know how big football is, whether it's pro or college.
But how many football leagues have failed though? We just saw one fail a year ago. We saw
they didn't have the money.
No, but we saw the World Football League in Europe fail.
Well, they don't know football.
Backed by the NFL. I'm just saying all these leagues that they've tried have all failed.
I hear you. And look, I am now, obviously I've been into basketball for the whole season, but now I've turned my attention to the NBA from the NFL.
There you go.
Primarily.
And then you're going to have March Madness, so college basketball takes a seat for a month.
Baseball starting up.
And then baseball spring training, people are buzzed about some off-season players movement. So you got all that juiced up, and now you're going to have a league for 10 weeks.
I think it's going to depend on the quality of play. And they got a lot of new rule changes. And so if people take to the rules, like, for instance, extra points, they're not kicking extra points. You have to go for it. So you can go from the 2-yard line and get 1 point, so you're up 7-0. You can go from the 5-yard line and get 2 points, 8-0. Or you can go from the 10-yard line and get 9-0. How you like that? I think that does add excitement. And they're talking about the games being quicker,
double
and faster.
Forward pass.
Yeah, I think that's a little overblown.
That's too hokey, don't you?
Yeah. Well, no, because it's a little over. It's just. It's not like you can throw a 15-yard out pattern and then that guy can throw the pass. It's just really. It has to be. Get on here, Lee. Doesn't it have to be near the line of scrimmage? First forward pass has to be caught behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, like a shuffle pass,
yeah,
like an end around.
You know
wide
what I'm saying?
Comes
that's
around,
not, a, that's not that,
pass, but that's not a double forward pass. Then he's behind the line
of
scrimmage.
But that's what they're. But yeah, I was. So that, to that's me, not that's a forward not that pass. Big of a deal. That's not that big of a deal. But
I like it. I like it. Like the wide receiver comes around, gets a forward pass.
But am I not right?
I was that forward up in the minutia.
If it's behind the line of scrimmage,
it is. It's got something else. What is a catch? In the XFL, receivers only need, 1 foot has to be in bounds, like college, or any other part of their body contact the ground in bounds, instead of the 2 feet in the NFL. Here's how the league defines what a catch is. Well, we don't have to go through all this.
All right.
You know, I think the extra point rules are going to be interesting. I think that adds a little excitement to it. You know, now you can go for 1, 2, or 3. That adds strategy. And I do think that's something they try. Look, I'll give it a shot.
And a running clock?
Yeah, because their games, they're talking about 2.5-hour games. So it's going to be quick. You're probably going to see a ton of no-huddle offenses, maybe almost exclusively no-huddle. So I'm going to give it a shot because I think what they're trying to do is with these different rules make up for the lack of name recognition.
What is that team? There's a team in Tampa Bay, and I know they're trying to attract fans, so I'm hearing that there's a possibility that they're going to have a $50 night down in Tampa Bay.
The Vipers.
You buy tickets and you get $50 when you walk in. It probably would sell out.
Don't use that in your stand-up, all right? I'm just
trying to make it sound good.
Advice from a friend.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Kevin Durant. Now, obviously, Kevin Durant is not playing basketball this year. And he's with the Brooklyn Nets now. He went there as a free agent. And KD was on the All the Smoke podcast, which is great, with Steven Jackson, former NBA player Steven Jackson, and Matt Barnes, both of whom we've worked with here at FS1 and Fox Sports Radio.
Yes.
And they do a great job. Obviously, they can get a lot of, great interviews and, play guys open up with them. So it makes for a really good listen. And with Kevin Durant, their latest guest, there was some really interesting stuff that he talked about. And one of them being, you remember, Rob, a few years ago, he got nailed for having a burner account.
Yes, we did. We remember that.
And now he is admitting. Do we have audio of this, Lee? He's admitting that he says, I'm still going to do the burner thing. Now, I think he has burner accounts right now.
Yeah, he hasn't stopped. Once you do that, why would you stop?
Because you got caught.
Right.
But here's what he said about the burner accounts on Twitter. Burner accounts, for those the uninitiated, are accounts that you run anonymously. So if I had a burner account, I don't. But if I did, let's say I called it Jones227 or whatever, people wouldn't know, and I could just rip.
And say you're ripping me. Rob Parker, terrible on the show.
He's my partner, right?
And you're ripping me, but I'm like, who is this guy Jones who's like ripping me?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that's what it is.
That I didn't think about it that way, but you're right. If I could be sitting here Broussard carries the show.
Right.
Like, it's ridiculous. Get Parker off there. Whatever.
Exactly. Or the other way around. Rob is great. I could have a burner account.
Right.
Look at Rob. He was right on this. He was right on that. Oh my God. You know, he should have his own show. Blah blah. So.
Or you could even have one where we just praise the show. Period.
Exactly.
Both of us. But whatever the case, it's anonymous. Here's what he said about it. And remember, again, he got caught a few years ago ripping his former teammates at Oklahoma City. I'm paraphrasing, but it was something to the effect of, how'd you expect KD to win with those bums?
Right.
Other than Russ.
And he wrote that.
And he was like, other than Russ, he was playing with a bunch of bums. I'm going to find that because that – I don't want to – I mean, that was such a
– It was something
a
like
powerful
that.
Quote that I don't want to I want to get the exact thing.
That's embarrassing.
It was
bad. It
was the way he – I mean, that was crazy. Here, I'm trying to find it. Let's see. But anyway, find that, Lee, for me, and we'll get to the exact quote. But anyway, here's what he said about burner accounts going forward. I'm still going to do the burner thing. I'm still going to do that. Certain people, I'm going to come back on my regular account. I think he meant come back at on my regular account with his name attached. But if I'm just trying to do my thing, I want to dip in. You know what I mean? I got the burner. I just slipped up that one time. I like Twitter. I mean, if I see something on there that I want to respond to, I'm just going to do it. It's not like a predetermined thing. I just kind of see it, scroll on it. I like the platform, and any chance I get to give somebody a piece of my brain, I want to do it, especially a former teammate who's talking ish or a fan. All right. Let me say this, because I know Rob, and I can't fully disagree with Rob when he says Kevin Durant is sensitive and he's the most sensitive of all time. Here's what I'm going to say.
All right.
I don't think he is overly or abnormally sensitive. And obviously, I've thought about this, and at times I've thought he was. But I got to be honest, if he was sensitive, like just overly sensitive, you don't admit that you're going to keep doing burner accounts. I mean, if he was sensitive, you'd be like, nah, I'd never do that again. And you're doing it on the side. So I really think that Kevin Durant is a guy that's grown up in this social media age. He's essentially addicted. I'm not saying in a negative way, but addicted to social media. And he just goes back. He sees something. He wants to respond. Like, Rob, you're on Twitter all the time, and you're going at people. I'm not really like that. I got other things I'd rather do.
And
my thing is with Durant has always been this. If it doesn't negatively impact your game, then fine. And we know it hasn't negatively impacted his game. I just think he's a guy that wants to go back at people that say something about him. And I got to be honest, that's okay.
I just think that's very sensitive in that, Chris. I know what he's talking about, the platform, and you can do it. But you should be worried about other things. I really believe, like, what Chris, everybody's not going to like you.
Do you go back
it's
at
okay.
people on Twitter?
No, I just block them. I don't go back.
If you did, would it be a problem?
When they say foul stuff, what's that?
But I'm saying, like, if you went, let's
when somebody
say you
says
went
good
back
morning,
at people,
I might block.
But let's say you went back at some people.
I don't do it.
But if you did, would it be a problem?
Would it be a problem for me doing it?
I'm looking at Durant. I'm saying, okay, he goes back at people. We in the media jump on it, criticize him, whatever. But ultimately, Like you say, he should be worried about different things.
But
if this is what he likes doing,
But I know this as, and you know this too, being in this business. It's okay. Like, we have a platform. We get to say what we want. People can say what they want. As long as they keep it clean and don't do any, you know, foul stuff, I don't have a problem with it. But I'm not bothered by it, Chris. Like, I don't have to. Like, normally if I respond.
Do you think he's bothered by it?
I do. I think that it really bothers him that of any kind of criticism or anything, as if he never played basketball or he doesn't know what the media does. Like that's the part. Your energy is elsewhere. You must have a terrible life. And I'm talking about, I'm talking about Chris. He got a zillion dollars. He's a great basketball player. He's won championships. You should be involved in other stuff, sitting on a couch.
But who are you to say
I'm just saying, this is the way I view for people who are so caught up in getting validation from other people. This is just my opinion.
But is he?
Yes.
Look, I hear you, and I will admit my thing with KD.
You don't care.
What I've said,
you got a million people. You don't, Chris.
What I've said about him though is again two things. One, as long as it doesn't impact his play, fine, and it hasn't. Two, I have wondered, does it ruin though, or really mess up his quality of life? I would think it does.
I think it
does.
But
if he doesn't think it does, if he likes laying on the couch, responding to people on Twitter. I mean, that's his prerogative.
Okay.
That's just my opinion.
It just seems like there's a lot of, it just seemed like that would be a high school kid or some insecure college kid who wants to be validated by other people. He's a very successful guy who's a hell of a basketball player. Everybody's not going to like you, Chris. It's okay. It's okay. And I just can't understand why you would let some 18-year-old kid on their mother's basement couch bother you. It's okay.
But that's the question.
That's
just
me.
Is it bothering him or is he just engaging? You know what I'm saying? I'm with you. I have no interest in doing that. I got other things I'd rather do.
You got other things you'd rather spend your time with.
But I'm not... What is he, 29? I didn't grow up in this social media age. That's just not my personality anyway.
It's not your personality. Right. And the same with me. Like if somebody says something about the show, me, whatever, I just usually say thanks for listening or thanks for watching. That's my comeback, okay? So they think that they're like saying something, but you're the one responding to me. You're the one watching the show. I'm so terrible, but you listen to the radio show. Do you know what I mean? That's just my way of just saying, hey.
Right. All right. So what do you think about him having a burner account? That is interesting because
that
shows like you're, again, but I you're gotta give him credit for admitting it.
But you're hiding behind it. If you want to come at people, just come at people. Be KD.
I would agree with you
and
there.
Do that. If I want to rip my former teammates, I shouldn't do it in a burner account. I think that's weak.
I agree with you.
That's
there.
All. Just like.
But why admit you're still gonna do a burn? Like I don't get that.
I don't either.
Why are you saying, yeah, I'm still doing a burner account? That kind of defeats the purpose of a burner account. And I'm going to tell you this. He shouldn't have said, like, I'm all for being honest. So I'm happy with that. But there are little geniuses out there. Just like they found his first burner account.
Right.
Well, no, his first one, he messed up. But there are guys out there. Elijah, are you a technical guy? Zeke, they can find out, right? Don't you think that, like Brian Colangelo, the former president
who was sending that stuff, ripping, right?
They'll have ways, you know, right as we speak, they are out there trying to figure out what Kevin Durant's burner accounts are. And if they find out his burner accounts, and then they see it's some crazy stuff written on there about former teammates or other players in the league, you know what I'm saying? I agree with you, Rob, there. That's weak. If you want to criticize Westbrook or LeBron or who, and I'm not saying he's criticizing whoever.
Or like when he did when at Kendrick Perkins, he put his name to it.
Right.
Just do it that way, then I can at least respect that you're not hiding behind something. But to say like act like you're a fan and go, well, he couldn't win with those bums, and that's you writing it.
Right.
Something's wrong with that.
There is something very wrong with that because these were the dudes you went to war with.
Right.
And granted, KD was their best player. But you fell apart in that series too when you had Golden State down 3-1. Y'all could have won. Right? Whatever your teammates were, they were good enough to help you get up 3-1.
And he was that good of a player that he could have won one game by himself.
Yeah.
He's of that caliber.
Right.
So you could talk about all the other guys. You could have won. All you need
to
do is...
He didn't play up to his normal standards in those last three losses either. So, but yeah, it's crazy, man. It's interesting. But I'm just shocked. And again, on one hand, I got to give him credit for admitting that he's going to go back to the burner accounts. I don't agree with it. And that's one thing we say about us, Rob. We have to be accountable for what we say.
Absolutely.
When you come out here and rip LeBron or
I got to go to the Staples Center and I got to go out and I'm out.
And you see him and
– and whatever. I mean, that's part of it.
Right. That's part of this
always
business.
Have.
If you're going to say – like in our business, you have to have any public job.
Yes.
You have to have thick skin. Politician, athlete, actor, actress, entertainer, and what we do.
I've heard people yell in the supermarket or they're driving their car, Chris, and I'm walking or in the parking lot or something.
Right.
Lay off LeBron! That's what they'll say.
LeBron's right.
And I'll be like, okay, you know.
Right.
Or you
roll up on them, like, get chesty with them.
You know, or they'll say, one of their guys will be pointing out me to somebody else and they go, that's that dude who rips LeBron all the time. That's how they'll say, like, you know who that is.
And then you run.
Rob Parker.
Then I go buy a new pair of sneakers and run. 6 weeks and counting.
I'm impressed.
I'm
sure. You got a long way to go, though. It's 52 weeks in a year.
But you
got
to be.
Is it the whole year?
Well, I'm
impressed with 6 weeks considering that you were on.
What pace I was on.
You were, every 6 days you were buying a new pair.
Right. And now to not buy a pair for 6 weeks.
That's impressive.
I'm happy about myself right now.
I'm proud of you. I am proud of you.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We're glad to have our friend on, the NFL Network analyst. You see him on Fox Sports 1 as well. He's a co-host here with Jonas Knox on Fox Sports Radio, Saturdays 1 to 5 p.m. Pacific time. Our man, Bucky Brooks.
He gets a lot of stuff wrong, but he might have finally hit on one.
Bucky, usually it's you and Rob button heads, but you and
Chris has got his panties in a bunch.
Heads on this one. I'm going to give you you're going to have the first shot, though. I saw you on Speak for Yourself say that Tom Brady is a system quarterback. Now, are you saying at 42 he's a system quarterback he's always been a system quarterback?
He's always been a system quarterback. The overwhelming majority of players in the National Football League are system players, Tom Brady included. When Tom Brady entered the league, Tom Brady was a sixth-round pick, won 99th overall. He comes into a great system in New England where, look, he was built for the defense, the running game, and a game manager. The first three Super Bowls that he won, when they won 3 out of 4, it was all because of their defense and the way that they managed the game and played complementary football. He has never been viewed as a transcendent talent. What he's always been viewed as is a great manager, leader, and winner. But now that he's older, it's just a matter of he has to be in the right system to be able to get it.
All right, Bucky, I'm going to say something to you I often say to Rob Parker. Stop it! Bucky! What? All right, I'm going to hit you with some facts. System. Bill Belichick's system, I assume. Mm-hmm. Bill Belichick has coached 7 years without Tom Brady as his quarterback. They've made the playoffs once. Once. And in New England, the year before Brady took over, with Drew Bledsoe, a four-time Pro Bowler as his quarterback, Bill Belichick and his system went 5-11. The next year, when Brady does take over, when Bledsoe starts the season as quarterback, they're 0-2. Brady takes over, the rest is history. They go 11-3 and win the Super Bowl and 3 of the next 4. Tom Brady, system quarterbacks don't have great numbers. They just manage, to your point. Tom Brady's led the league in passing yards, touchdowns, and yards per game, and as much as Peyton Manning has, and way more than Aaron Rodgers has. He's second all-time in passing yards and touchdowns passing. That is not a system quarterback. I mean, Trent Dilfer was a system quarterback, not Tom Brady.
Okay, so Chris, by your account, like, if you play long enough, you ring up stats. That's why you probably
he threw 11 times 4,000 yards. Eli's numbers aren't even close to Tom Brady. Stop it.
But because
Eli never led the league in anything but interceptions, Bucky.
Right. And all of those years that you talk about Tom Brady with those great numbers and touchdowns and those things, he didn't win Super Bowls in those years, right? Because the system that we talk about is the same system where Jacoby Brissett stepped in.
How many games?
How many games,
Bucky? How many games did those – they played four combined. That's the sample size. That doesn't qualify. Four.
Matt Castle went 11-5.
Did they make the playoffs?
11-5.
Bucky, did they make the playoffs? No. I don't care about 11-5. They didn't make the playoffs. They were 5-11 the year. Bucky, you are so wrong. You know it. You didn't even know the numbers I threw at you. Now you know you're wrong.
No. So here's what I know.
I'm enjoying this.
Tom Brady. Here's what I know about Tom Brady, Chris. I want you, since you're so heavy on the numbers, I want you to check the numbers the last 4 years, and you'll notice that his completion percentage and passing rate has declined steadily in each of those seasons.
I'll give you as a 40-year-old if you want to talk that.
You also will notice from 2018 on, he's been one of the worst quarterbacks in football. And last year in the playoffs, he was the worst quarterback in the playoff field.
Bucky, so that's fine if you want to talk about the last couple years. That's fine. He's 40 years old. But don't give me system quarterback for his whole career. You talked about he wasn't transcendent coming out of college. Neither was Joe Montana. Montana was a third-round pick. Montana wasn't the driving force behind that national championship at Notre Dame. They didn't think he was going to be special. But if Brady's not the GOAT, it's Montana. So come on.
Look, but you can be the GOAT without being transcendent. You can be the GOAT without being transcendent.
How? What GOAT is considered not transcendent?
So if we're saying that Tom Brady is the greatest of all time, and by winning 6 Super Bowls, we can say that. However,
he got numbers too.
But you would say accomplished. Like that's if you're just looking at the titles.
I mean, that's really what it is, because that last Super Bowl that we saw in Atlanta when they beat the L.A. Rams, that wasn't because of Tom Brady. That was because of defense.
But hold on. Didn't he lead the game-winning drive?
So that's what we're saying is he made 4 throws, and that's enough to define him, and that's why they won it. And if we go
He's done it in every Super Bowl they've been in. He led the drives.
Super Bowls, Chris. The first 3 Super Bowls, they didn't win it because of Tom Brady. They won it because the defense and everybody else carried them. I mean, let's be real about what it is. And when we talk about the Tom Brady, Peyton Manning era, if you go tit for tat when it comes to it, Peyton Manning was the transcendent talent. Tom Brady was the ultimate winner. But when we talk about transcendent talent, we're talking about guys that when we look at it, we look at them and it pops. Tom Brady was a 6th-round pick for a reason. Tom Brady was a game manager early in his career for a reason. He wasn't a transcendent star. So, look, I can give him credit for being accomplished and the ultimate winner, but I'm not going to sit here and pretend that Tom Brady is the boogeyman and he is the best quarterback physically that we've ever seen. He's not the same talent that Pat Mahomes is. He's not the same talent that Aaron Rodgers was. He's not that.
Why are his individual numbers so much better than Rodgers?
Why is individual? Because the system is outstanding.
Well, why didn't Drew Bledsoe win in that system? Drew Bledsoe's a 4-time Pro Bowler.
Yeah, but Drew Bledsoe also didn't stay in that system. Let's just say Drew Bledsoe stayed in that system. Who's to say that he wouldn't have won?
I'm gonna say it because he was 5-13 in Belichick for Belichick. He was 5-13, and the next week, Brady took over. No, Belichick's second year, and he was 5-11 the first year with Bledsoe. Second year, he goes 0-2. Brady becomes the quarterback because Bledsoe got hurt. Week 3, they start a roll and they go 11-3 and win the Super Bowl. and the rest is history. So come on, man. He's a three-time MVP. What game manager wins MVP awards?
Well, you know, part of the majority of playing quarterback is managing the game and understanding the situation and circumstances. Tom Brady, because he's been coached by maybe the best coach of all time, understands how to do that. The complimentary football that you look at with the New England Patriots, that is why they win. They don't turn the ball over. They play the right way. They find a way to continue to win games when everything around them is murky. Look, I can give Tom Brady credit.
And they cheat.
Elevate some things or whatever. However, I'm not going to stand here, particularly when he's 42 and a declining
player. I'll give you if you want
to
say at 42. When the 1 year he had a receiver, or the couple years he had a receiver like Marvin Harrison, who with Peyton had, he broke records.
You mean what?
When he had Randy Moss. Right. That's when I start thinking this dude might be the GOAT. Because look at his receivers early in his career, Bucky. And then really all the time without Moss. They were mediocre at best.
So what we're saying is when you put Tom Brady with the Hall of Fame receiver.
Like Peyton Manning had his whole career.
Okay, I'm just saying so you're saying if you surround good players with great players, they play better. That's what they're supposed to do.
Brady ain't a good player. He's a great player. This is a bloodbath, Bucky. Just stop it. You my boy, but this has been a slaughter.
Not really. I mean, you came with a lot of fanboy stuff. But
I came with facts. Bucky.
You called you a fanboy.
I came with facts. You came with he was a 6th-round draft pick. In that case, Joe Montana is not transcendent. He was a 3rd-round pick. Nobody thought he was going to be anything.
Are y'all going to have a good weekend?
But transcendent.
See, you thought you were messing with Rob, Bucky. You thought you was messing with Rob.
Are we saying that Joe Montana was a generational talent? Are we saying that Joe Montana is the same talent that Dan Marino?
I don't care about the talent. Who was the better quarterback? Joe Montana or Dan Marino?
That's what we were talking about.
Who was the better quarterback?
Okay, so that's
because Marino played for Don Shula.
Since you're a basketball aficionado, that would be like saying Michael Jordan and John Stockton. Both are in the Hall of Fame. Both have decorated careers. Are we saying that John Stockton is the same kind of player that Michael Jordan is?
No. And Stockton didn't have nearly the achievements that Jordan or Brady
has. Because he wasn't transcendent.
Right.
He's not a transcendent player.
Thank you. You just made my point, Bucky. Brady had the achievements because he was transcendent.
He had a great coach and a great system. That's what we've talked about. A great coach and a great system. Just like John Stockton had a great coach and a great system. It's nothing wrong with being a system player.
He didn't win. Stockton didn't win a thing.
All right, let's.
You know why?
Hey, Bucky.
Didn't win? Because he ran into a transcendent talent in Michael Jordan.
Bucky, give us your final thoughts.
We
got less than a minute. Your final thoughts on the Super Bowl.
Oh, final thoughts on the Super Bowl? I think we found out everything that we wanted to find out about the quarterback. Pat Mahomes is a generational talent. Pat Mahomes was so good that Kyle Shanahan basically said, I fear that quarterback more than I trust my own quarterback. That's why they didn't go for it at the end of the first half. And it's also why he had been managing and protecting his quarterback throughout. It'll be interesting to see how the 49ers play with Jimmy Garoppolo going forward.
Bucky, that was the smartest thing you said this segment. Good job.
Bucky, you
ended on a high note.
You know what? I'm going to start watching Bucky again now.
Bucky, I enjoyed this. We got to get you in the studio.
All right, Bucky. Thanks so much.
Thanks, man. Great job. Have a great weekend.
All right,
brother. Peace. Come on. I demolished Bucky. I mean, seriously. That was ugly. But he gave it the old
College try.
That's right.
Oh, what are you doing?
That's right. You know,
Rob, we got to do this on a Friday night?
Give me honestly, Rob. You sat there and you observed. Who won that argument?
Bucky didn't have enough strong. Like some of his things about being a six round. That doesn't factor
right.
in. Like, what does that mean? There are a lot of great players who are.
You don't want to give me my full props, but that's your way of saying job well done, Chris. Thank you.
Job well done.
Thank you.
Is that all right? Is that what you want?
Thank you.
And I'll give you a gift card for a pedicure and a manicure. That did so well.